Turning to world news now, and Congolese rebel leader Laurent Nkunda agreed today to support a United Nations peace process for eastern Congo, including respecting a ceasefire and creating a humanitarian corridor to aid refugees. His comments came after talks with a special UN envoy, former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo, at Jomba in Democratic Republic of Congo's North Kivu province. Congolese President Joseph Kabila is seeking to prevent the fighting in North Kivu from escalating into a repeat of a wider 1998-2003 Congo War. Weeks of combat between Kunda's Tutsi rebels and government troops and their militia allies have displaced 250,000 civilians. CAFOD's regional manager for Central and West Africa is Antonio Cabral. He told us more about the desperate plight facing the people, including women and children.
This woman with four children that has been moving from camp to camp, and she just arrived in a camp near Goma, in a place called Kibati, absolutely exhausted. They had been, you know, walking and with nothing to drink, nothing to eat, and there she was with four small children, trying to support them when she was the one that needed support. But, you know, the courage of this woman with her four children and the strength that, after all, she still managed to show was really, really touching. They are very resilient people and very strong people. You know, I'm concerned that they're getting to the limit. Having spoken with the people over there, that they all hope that there's a non-violent solution to this crisis, and that, you know, politicians and diplomats try to sit on the table and to sort out their differences, and that, you know, the people in Congress have suffered enough, and